Monday in Oroville, March 7th, 2011. Here's Oroville Radio News featuring announcements, interviews, music, and a weather report. Today's temperature goes up to 30 degrees Celsius at midday and down to 23 at night. Winds southeasterly 13 kilometers per hour and all under clear skies. Oroville's Housing Service is about to launch an Oroville Housing Needs and Resources Survey, which will provide information necessary for accurate planning for future housing. Anyone without a home or living in substandard accommodation needs to take part in this survey, which will ensure being registered on Housing's database. And this in turn makes it possible to be contacted when solutions arise, and most importantly, gives valuable information on what's needed to be built. The survey will be launched at the housing meeting on the 10th of March. Access will be made available through mass mail as well as on AV Internet, and two, there will be a help booth outside the Solar Kitchen. Well, here's an obvious one from Oroville Vehicle Service. To avoid the dust of the earthen roads in Oroville, that dust in the eyes, in the hair, in the breathing apparatus, avoid rush hour driving, and avoid driving so fast. And it's expected that all transport executives inform their drivers about this too. In Buddha Garden, Moxie, a volunteer, has created a number of posters about the work going on there. So come and have a look on their open house day Thursday the 9th, 8 a.m. until 9:30, during which time it's possible to talk and question, learn, and enjoy herb tea and biscuits. Come any time during the day just to look around. And for more details, contact Priya, P-R-I-Y-A, Priya at oroville.org.in. Now, about health and healing. On Thursday, the 10th of March, at 3 p.m., at the Integral Health in Prayatna, a PowerPoint presentation by Sigrid will be made on new classical homeopathy. The research team of Dr. Rajan Sankaran of Mumbai has developed an effective method to identify a single constitutional homeopathic remedy for an individual which will effectively support health on all levels for many years. All are welcome to attend. The following are mother's comments on an aphorism from Sri Aurobindo. In one's aspiration not to make mistakes, it's a common tendency to reduce one's needs, one's activities, one's words, one's food, one's active life, to eliminate any occasion for making mistakes. It becomes so narrow, it's not the cure. No, the cure is to act, to speak, to eat only under divine impulsion, and not to confuse divine impulsion with one's personal impulses. You've been listening to Oroville Radio, Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahalom. If you have questions, if you'd like to make comments, feel free to contact oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.